The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 9:40 on this Monday, the day after Super Bowl 55. So I feel like smartphones and Google in particular have changed how we watch things like the Super Bowl, because you can look up all kinds of information. And now Jim Nantz and Tony Romo aren't necessarily the smartest guys in the world, because you've got all the information at your fingertips, too. Let's find out what was trending last night. Joining us right now from Google, Sadie Thoma. Good morning, Sadie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. I want to find out what people were looking for last night. What were some of the things that that people were looking up during the game?
Yes. Well, you know, every Super Bowl, people are sitting with their phones on their laps and they're ready to search for whatever they think is interesting. So, of course, you know, we see rises in searches during the, America the Beautiful. People were searching for her. People were searching for Amanda Gorman as she opened up with her poem. And then as we got into the game, we saw a lot of searches for the players, of course. So Tom Brady being the most searched player yesterday and last night, no surprise there, 10th Super Bowl, 7th win. Number two is Patrick Mahomes. No surprise there either, given his trajectory. And number three, Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk, obviously completing 2 touchdown passes last night. So, we saw a lot of activity around the players, as we always do, in terms of what people are searching for and wanting to get more info on who's who in the game. And then we saw a lot of other activity, just trending questions during the game. You know, the term cardboard cutouts spiked, you know, heavily at the beginning of the game in particular. How many fans are allowed at the Super Bowl? That spiked over 5,000%. Questions around the refs. Who is the female ref in the NFL, of course, referring to Sarah Thomas. That spiked 2,250% in the first half. So lots of questions, lots of people seeking answers.
Yeah, that's interesting. What about commercials? I know that you can watch all those commercials on YouTube, and probably even during the game, people were, oh, gosh, I missed that one, or I want to see that one again, or I want to put this on my social media. What were some of the commercials people were seeking out?
Yes, we saw a ton of activity on YouTube. We actually house all of the ads. Every single ad and teaser is on YouTube at youtube.com/adblitz. So if you did miss one, or people are talking about it today and you hadn't seen it, go check them out there. People were talking about a variety of different ads. We saw the top ads, number one, Amazon Alexa's Body with Michael B. Jordan, was a big winner last night. We saw a lot of activity there. Very clever concept, funny. That was definitely a win. Number two, Jeep, the middle, with Bruce Springsteen. And that was more of a poignant message, you know, around reuniting the country. The third most watched ad yesterday was Cadillac, which was Edgar Scissorhands with Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
He was showing how he could draw the scissor hands free with the Cadillac new lyric. And then four and five, and rounding out the top five, four was Uber Eats with Wayne's World and Cardi B. And five was Paramount Plus, who ran several spots in the game.
And you can find all those on YouTube. What about the weekend? I'm guessing that people were probably looking up songs and information about the halftime show.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the halftime show always gets a lot of buzz. Even leading up to the halftime show, of course, people are asking who's performing. And a lot of activity on the weekend yesterday, people searching for him, people searching for his songs. He, of course, did that medley yesterday. And then, actually the weekend's YouTube channel peaked over 1.6 million views. In the hour that he was performing at around 8 o'clock Eastern. So, he saw a lot of activity. And, of course, in our household, The Weeknd is a fan fave. My kids love him. So I think they tune in specifically for him in the halftime show only.
Well, that's the great thing about the Super Bowl is that, you don't have to be a football fan to sit down and enjoy the Super Bowl, do you?
That's exactly right. Some people tune in for the game. Some people tune in for the ads. Some people tune in for the halftime show. There's hopefully something for everyone. And, what's fun is that, and especially for us, it's fun to watch, is that the conversation continues afterward, whether it be about the game or the ads or the halftime show, or, you know, Amanda Gorman performing a poem at the beginning. There's a lot to talk about. And, you know, we continue to track those searches. We continue to track the YouTube ads being watched. And actually, if you go to google.com/trends, you can see all the trending searches from yesterday and from the game, including who people searched for, including foods people were searching for by state, and much more. And so it's fun to keep the conversation going. On February 15th, we're actually going to announce which ads sort of reign supreme, being the most watched and the most talked about ads for the Super Bowl for this year. So stay tuned. We're collecting more data to come in the next week or so on who's watching the ads.
We will take a look at that. Very good. Hey, Sadie, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.